You know what was nuts? It's just coming down off of the high that was our rebrand launch last week. That was so fun and so encouraging. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and you are a listener that's been here for any amount of time before today, you will have maybe seen our old site, kelseykemp.com, and maybe listened to our last episode in which I announced it's not just me over here anymore. And you got introduced to my partner in crime, Audrey Begaris, who is career coaching with me and alongside me at the Call to Career now. And as a part of that big announcement, we are changing from or have changed now from kelseykemp.com to thecultcareer.com. And Simber Studio, my dream, dream, dream branding company that I have wanted to work with since 2019 when I found out about them. And at that point, I was just a year into business. So it's been almost a little less than 5 years of me dreaming of this happening. It's out there now. It be out there. So you could go look at our new look on our new website. But otherwise, something else that I wanted to share with you today is, oh my gosh, wow, Answer the Call is back. And you would not believe the number of encouraging success stories that I have been holding out on you. I had to reach back out to so many past clients, well, in the last year, and just say like, whoa. So sorry. Honestly, wedding planning got the best of me. Can I still publish our episode? And they were so nice to say yes. So just a sneak peek of some of the amazing client success story interviews that will be coming out in January and beyond are a wedding photographer turned CX senior program manager for Delta Vacations. What? Their luxury vacations line. Also a lawyer turned founder of a legal copy editing business. Also a tech consultant turned financial advisor. That was so cool to be able to relate to Kyle, who is the client I'm talking about, because we both started in tech consulting. He was just in it for a lot longer, like 15 years longer than me. And now he is really happy as a financial advisor at Edward Jones. And it's so cool to see him being happy there. And then also Matthew, who was a Teach for America teacher, who is now in vocational ministry as well as doing real estate. Again, so cool to watch. And he actually just told me today that his wife is starting a business as a doula. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, y'all are killing me with these updates. How cool. I just love how one bold step begets other bold steps. Like as you just realize like, wow, I really can trust God with my career. So I might as well really go out there and be bold. Ah, it's so cool. Not done. I'm going to mention two more, even though there's more than that. We have an audiologist. Ooh, she's a doctor turned healthcare policy professional. Wow. That's not the first client that I've helped go into healthcare policy. Really cool. If you've listened to Katie Roberts' story, she was actually the number one listened to episode of 2023. I got that on my Spotify for Podcasters Wrapped. That was awesome. And then lastly, we have a manager in tech turned senior manager. That's right. We got a title promotion while 100% switching roles in industries. She went from tech to talent acquisition. What? And she got a huge pay raise. Oh my gosh. That was such an amazing testimony to be a part of. So you'll be elated with how these stories can give you wisdom and inspiration for finding and landing your own called career. And by the way, another thing that I wanted to mention in today's little short, sweet episode is Audrey and I wanted to be extra intentional about the way that we're serving you in this year and beyond. And we realized we really do not want it to be a mystery of how does Christian career coaching work? How did any of these clients that I've just mentioned actually make these huge pivots? Did they just get lucky? How did you actually help them? Could that at all apply to me, especially when I'm thinking about this other industry and whatever your particular situation is? So we just wanted to give you our whole process in a very in-depth hour and 11 minute training. So you just know, like, whether you want to work with us or not, We want every Christian to be equipped with biblical career empowerment to be able to understand spiritually what are the dynamics of discerning your calling, but then practically, how do you present yourself with excellence in the marketplace to be able to land an incredible job for the glory of God and the good of others? And by the way, of course, if you don't know this, about 15 to 20%, well, it fluctuates depending on the season. And in the years I've been doing this, I also realize that anytime there's like a market uptick, everybody wants a like cushy corporate job, especially when the tech boom post-pandemic or during the pandemic happened. And then when a market scare happens, which we saw through the beginning of COVID, technically we were in a 2-month recession, which is very short. And then also currently in a little bit more of a market scare with layoffs that have really been happening over the last year, more clients want to start their own businesses or be a freelancer or go out on their own. I freaking love that. So if I don't have a particular training on my website for how to start a business, but if you want to talk through the mechanics of that with me personally, please go on our website. Hit the schedule a consultation button, and that will go to Audrey's calendar. But if you fill out the form in such a way that makes it apparent that you want to start a business, I'll get on that call with you instead, because I lead our business consulting clients. And whoa, actually, side note, how exciting. Just last week, one of my clients, two of them started podcasts. I'm going to post about that on my Instagram today. I'm so excited for them. But just wanted to say, if you are actually more of a self-employment vibe, this is the place for you as well. But for any of you, this being I could help you and this podcast in general, but in terms of the free training that Audrey and I have developed for you, that is perfect for traditional job seekers. Go get that now at thecalledcareer.com and then just tap the Our Process page, and you will get in-depth insight into all 8 steps over 2 phases that we take our clients through. The first being discern your calling and practically identify the job that's aligned with it. We go through that in detail in terms of intake, assessing your attributes in detail, the ones that are career informing, not all the fluffy crap in terms of, sorry, I don't mean to. Okay, I do mean that. Like, honestly, a lot of assessments are like not actually meant to be able to accurately predict your career. And there's a lot of personality assessment obsession that's like not actually helping people get clearer in terms of their career design. So we ditch all that, and I'll show you what actually to pay attention to when assessing your own attributes. And then we pair that with job ideas. And then we refine, expand, and then shrink down that list to a single confident decision through detailed market research based on informational interviews. And after you go through that process and we say, oh my gosh, congratulations, you now feel very confident on what you feel called to do, why, what that job is called, and what kind of company you want to be a part of, let's go. Then you get to go into phase 2, which is let's land that job with excellence and as efficiently as possible. Going through your professional rebrand, rebranding your assets like your resume and your LinkedIn profile, going through strategic networking to supercharge your applications with strategic outreach that makes connections with hiring managers, even C-suite level, or at least the talent team outside of your application, so it's more likely to get noticed, how to find those email addresses, what to say. In this training, we literally give you the email script that we recommend sending along with your applications to make a very strong impression. You could also, side note, repurpose that as your cover letter. So if you have stress over writing cover letters because they're really annoying, I boil it down into like a 5-7 sentence bomb cover letter template that's way better than a really sappy, weirdly cheesy, like page version. You don't need to write a like super long cover letter. Just use my template instead. And we've seen that work so well lately. We're like continually refining our templates and our whole process because we're always getting new, we're testing and trying new things all the time. But anyway, so you'll get our latest and greatest template. And then you'll also hear our interview prep strategy. Lastly, our salary negotiation strategy to seal the deal. You'll also hear more detail about encouraging client stories. And if you feel led to work with us, you could learn about how. But if not, just keep us in the loop and like tell us how successful you were with applying all of the knowledge that we gave you in our training, which is very in-depth. And then, by the way, if any of you are more audio and visual learners, you'll love our detailed slideshow walkthrough live presentation or our recorded presentation on the Our Process page of the website. But if you're more of a reader and you really just like to digest things quickly, we also have the entire process distilled into a PDF download for you that you could just get all at once. And you could get that for free on our process page on our website too. So we really like to accommodate all learning styles. I am very passionate about this because as someone who, I don't really like talking about this that much, but I definitely have some diagnoses from an extremely young age that put me in the neurodivergent category. And so I am just like, everybody can be smart. I just think that you need to know your learning style and then get resources that complement that learning style. So we really try to be honoring of the various learning styles that our clients have so you could diagnose our content with confidence. All right. Well, I just wanted to tell y'all about that and to say, hey, our whole 8-step process demystifying how you could find and land a job that you feel called to is on our website right now. Go get it. We love you guys. Happy December. Well, when this is published, 19th. We are really hoping and praying that you have such a beautiful Christmas season and that you dream big for this next year. Dream big. I love how I'm such a Jordan Rainer groupie. You have probably heard me talk about him so many times, but he's my favorite nonfiction, faith and work kind of author. And he says in his book, Redeeming Your Time, that Christians should be the most audacious. They should set the most audacious goals on the planet. Why? And he lists out like 5 different reasons why, and all of them are so inspiring and cool. One being, it's like we don't believe functionally that our God is willing and able to do abundantly more than we could ask or imagine. Wow, let's start believing that. Second, paradoxically, the most competition is at the middle and bottom. The least competition is at the top. So if you shoot high, you're actually, and he gives this example in his career, he figured out that he was more likely to get an internship at the White House than at one of the local government offices in his home state of Florida when he was in college looking for an internship. And sure enough, it was right. All of his peers that were going for the city and state offices to be an intern at, they had so much competition. It was a very low acceptance rate. And paradoxically, the acceptance rate at the White House to be an intern was higher because most people self-select out of like, oh, I bet I wouldn't get that. I bet I wouldn't get that. So I really hope that in the spirit of that and the other points that you'll see if you read his book, that you spend a lot of time having so much fun dreaming over the holidays. And of course, if you need a dreaming partner, Audrey and I are here for you because we realize that like ideation isn't everyone's strong suit. And a lot of people do come to us because they're like, I can vaguely describe some things that I'd like, but it's kind of more lifestyle focused. And I don't know how I really feel called to serve. And I don't know what like different jobs are out there. Like, can y'all help me? Yes, we can. Reach out. All right. Well, but if I'm talking to a fellow dreamer here, go be your bad self and have a great time writing like a 5-page 2024 vision Google Doc like I have been. All right. Well, I love you guys and I hope that you have a great rest of your week and a beautiful Christmas until I talk to you next.